Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's so good to be back with you again on another Blog Talk Radio broadcast. And I am your host, Dr. Jerry Robinson. I just wanted to say it is a joy and a privilege to be back with you and again to share with you the good news of Jesus Christ. And the good news is, as I've always said, that the bad news is wrong. So with that being said today, let's get right into the Bible, the scriptures. We were talking last week about prejudice and the mindsets of people and how that we as a people have developed prejudice. And I didn't really want to get into that, but in that we did, I did share some thoughts and some, I believe, the Word of God and how it focused and how we should focus on not being prejudiced to the negative side. Now, let's get back and let's get into the Word of God. In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, we've been dealing with righteousness and kingdom living, which you see in that theme scripture, which is Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 and 34. For some reason today, I don't know why my introduction didn't come out, but we'll get into that today. I'll find out what's going on with the tech side of this. But anyway, praise God. You know, when I was in prayer today, it was just for me to say it's a blessing and it is a privilege to be able to bring these blogs to you through internet radio. And I just wanted to say that I give God the praise for the opportunity through TaylorMade and Dr. Patrick Cook, who's working on his thesis right now, but anyway, I can still call him doctor, and who has set this up for you so that this can be a blessing to you. Those of you here who hear us in present and also in the archives, so we just want to say thank you for listening out for us, whether you're in your car, whether you're at your office, or whether you're on a break, at your homes, wherever you're listening, may the greatest of God's blessings be upon you today. Listen, we've been talking about our way and righteousness and how we think that sometimes maybe the way that we look at a thing should be the way that it should be. But in the book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 12, it says, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." So that means that what they're saying is your way or my way is not the right way. Our ways are not the right ways. And what I mean by that is if our ways does not line up with the word of God and righteousness, then our way is not the right way. You say, well, what do you mean? Your way and my way is of the world. And in the book of 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15 and 16, it says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." Well, what is in the world, Jerry? Tell us today. "For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father." These things are not of the Father, but is of the world. Somebody say, what do you mean by of the world? All that's in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. The pride of life. And it's not of the Father. But what does that mean? The world is your flesh or your my flesh or the way, your way or my way. What does that mean? That means also that it is your mind, how you think things, how I think things ought to be. It's not the Lord's mind. What is the Lord's mind? We should have the Lord's mind, and we should also have the law, which I shared with you on the last episode, the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ. Let this mind, Philippians 2 and 5, be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, as I shared last broadcast episode, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made of himself no reputation, but took on the form of a servant and became a servant, subject to the things of the ways of how God desired for him, the Lord, how desired for him to live. So he didn't go about, Jesus didn't go about establishing his own righteousness. He said, everything that you see me do, I do what my Father instructs me to do. I do the will of him who sent me. I do the will of my Father. So our own righteousness, huh? You know, in the book of Romans, chapter 10, the Roman writer through the Apostle Paul, who wrote the book of Romans, is beginning to share with us some very insightful information concerning how the Lord views us and our way of how we think, and our mind, and our way of doing things. There's a way I share with you that seems right to a man, but the way thereof are the end of death. But in Romans chapter 10, verse 1 beginning there, Paul says, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. That's why I bear them record, that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. He's talking about the saved community. He's talking about the Israelites. He's talking about God's chosen people. Now, remember, these letters that you and I read in the scriptures in the Bibles were written to saved people, people who understood how the kingdom operates. So let me get that settled straight here for, let me establish that. These letters were written to somebody who already understood how the kingdom, how God and who he is and how he operates. Now, Jesus said, I came into the world not to save, not for the well, but for those who are sick. In other words, he didn't come for those who were saved. He came for those who were lost. But the letters that you and I read are written to all of us who've been born again or who are saved. So he goes on to say that his heart's desire for and prayer to God through Israel that he said that they might be saved. Wait a minute, that they might be saved? I thought they were already saved. Well, watch what he's getting ready to say. He says, well, I'd rather regularly they have a zeal of God. There are a lot of people who have a zeal of God. There are a lot of people who are in religion. There are a lot of people who have an idea about who God is, but they really don't know. There's a lot of people who know about the Lord, but they don't know him. There's a lot of people who are in the church, but the church is not in them. There are a lot of people who are right now living in sin, but they're in religion, and they think that because their name is on the church roll that they're saved, but they're not, because they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. What knowledge are you talking about, Paul? He says in verse 3, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God or from God. It is a gift. I say I will share with you in Romans chapter 1 and verse 15 and 16, for the righteousness of God was revealed unto us by faith. It's, you can't receive righteousness. You can't receive salvation unless it's by faith. And righteousness and salvation are hand in hand. And that's why Jesus, when he spoke to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, he says, hey, look, you must be born again. Except a man be born again, he cannot even see the kingdom of God. The question was, well, can a man enter a second time into his mother's womb? The answer is no. The only way you can be born again is by faith. And on that comes by the word of God. He said that the wind blows where it listed. You're hearing me. You're hearing my voice in the airways today. The wind is blowing in your direction. You hear the sound thereof, but you don't know where it comes from and where it's going. And so are they who are born of the Spirit of God. My voice right now is on the air, and the air is speaking to your heart, telling you that you need to be changed, that you need to be born again.
But you know, Brother Jerry, you're talking about that old born again stuff. And what do you really mean by that? And I know there's some of you skeptics out there saying, well, you just can't call on the name of the Lord and be saved. Can I tell you something, friend? When you call on the name of the Lord sincerely, repentance goes right along with it. There's no way in the world you can call on the name of the Lord Jesus and him not hear you, because you didn't tell them how to repent. You didn't tell them that they had to be broken. You didn't tell them that their sins, that they had to be sorry for their sins. Look, man, everybody knows that they're wrong in some place. Everybody knows that they're sinning in somewhere, in some area, if they're lost. Come on, let's be real about that. And even those who say that they don't know, they know that the Bible says that it is instinctively given unto them, it is instinctively put into them that they must be saved. I'm jumping the gun. But here's how it unfolds. He says, for they being, they're going about to establish their own righteousness. They didn't submit themselves to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law. For righteousness to everyone that believeth. Now listen, if you can believe today that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, then because you, by faith, believe that, and you, because you know that your life may be miserable, your life is been messed up, as we would say out there in the street, in the common vernacular, your life is not living up to a standard, especially for what is right, then friend, let me tell you something, you're just a candidate for the things of God, of the way of God, of the righteousness of God. You say, I'm hearing somebody say, well, I'm addicted, and I can't seem to destroy it. I can't seem to break it. I can't seem to get free from it. Friend, let me tell you something. You know, when you call on the name of the Lord in all sincerity, and you put him first before that addiction, and you say, hey, look, Lord, I can't shake this thing. Somebody says, I'm a fornicator. Somebody says, I'm adulterer. Somebody says, I'm in homosexuality. Somebody says, I'm in sexual sin. Somebody says, I have a gambling problem. Somebody says, I have problems, period. Somebody says, I'm in the gutter and I can't get out. Can I tell you something? He saves from the guttermost to the uttermost. He saves you from the greatest sin of your life to a place of salvation and deliverance. If you will only believe, your way, my way, is not the right way, but God's way. As I share with you, this is our theme today, Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you. So what do you mean, Brother Jerry? If I call on the name of the Lord, you mean I will actually be saved? Correct. Yes, you will. That is so true. And so, you know what? Your way, my way is not the right way, but Yahweh is the way. Jesus is the way. He is the truth and the life in John 14:1. Listen, if you will do it his way, glory to God, and refrain from your way, then our way will become his way, because his righteousness is what saves us. God's righteousness is that means generally in accordance with the dictates of the anointing, Christ and his, and frees you from guilt and shame, envy and strife, all of the sins that are being represented by the things that are in the world, in your mind, in my mind, in your flesh, in my flesh, which is our mind, how we think things ought to be. You know, there are benefits that come with that. And praise God when we recognize that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Then at the end of the day, the benefits of righteousness become a part of our rights as believers in Christ Jesus. Once we have been promoted to salvation, that comes through our repentance, of course, and being born again and receiving Christ as Lord. We're going to talk about that on this next broadcast. When we come back on Wednesday, we're going to talk about it in Psalms 103. Where it says there's a benefit of being blessed. It's a benefit of being righteous. These are some of the benefits and the things that come with becoming part of the kingdom of God. My time is gone, but I can tell you right now, praise God, that it's a joy and a privilege to be a part of the body of Christ and the kingdom of God.